Then we're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Look like, yeah, the cake looked pretty good.
Yeah, on top of my head. Yeah, it looked pretty good. It was a great day, and much appreciated, and so a lot of positive things happened.
Well, let's talk about the game. 31-24 win for your team. Take that winning streak to four games. Obviously, not the first half you wanted, but quite a response in the second half. Just talk about the way your team came out and played.
Yeah, sure. I thought we did a great job of taking making the most of opportunities that were presented to us. To be a really good team or try to forge yourself into being a good team is, the ebbs and flows of the games, they always go back and forth. The matchups, the schemes, the things that happen that, you can play better and do better. But the critical moments in the game of making the most of an opportunity that's presented, I thought we did that. Obviously the second half, we played much better. We tackled better. We did better in third down situations. We had opportunities to extend plays. And, we made plays. I mean, again, opportunity where they had a bad, a bad snap that we were able to recover for a touchdown, but we held them down in that area in coming out situation. In the same area, Nate Lynn did a great job of forcing a strip sack from their quarterback. I mean, we ended up getting the ball there. We tried to take advantage of an onside kick because it's something we'd seen earlier, and we make the opportunity there. So, football's a game of opportunities, end of half, end of game. The end of half, they scored a touchdown on a jump cut by the running back, who's very, very good. And then at the end of the game, our true freshman, who's been playing there, played 70-plus reps, made a play at the end of the game. And so, which allowed us to have the victory there. So, again, just great efforts. It's hard to win football games, as we know. We keep talking about it. The coaching staffs that have been presented here on this media call, we've all talked about it. There's great coaches, there's great players, and the ability to sustain and take advantage of opportunities is critical. And we were able to do that actually the last two games, 34-31 against Elon, and then 31-24, against Auburn.
You touched on it, not only forcing turnovers, but you guys are among the nation's leaders in sacks. Just seem defensively have been able to make a lot of plays and make a lot of things happen going into the year. How big of a focus was that, was trying to create things like that defensively?
Yeah, the defensive staff has done a good job. Coach Brown, the coordinator, and Keenan Carter, our defensive line coach. I think that Will Kiley is a really good player. I think he's one of the leaders in tackles for loss. Nate Lynn is, to me, another really good player. I think he's one of the conference leaders in sacks. And so when you can affect the quarterback, hit the quarterback, put him under duress, make him run, all those different things, and your defense can play better. So having those two guys and a young guy like John Pius, who I've already said, I think he's going to be a really good player. Having guys like that to get after the quarterback is a positive, and we just got to keep them in position to make plays and also have if we're going to have any opportunities to go down the stretch of the teams we have left to play.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Mike, can you compare where Darius Wilson was for that Virginia game to where he is in heading into mid-October here?
Obviously, John, there's an improvement. You see it. We want to improve the opportunity to be efficient. Started out kind of sluggish a little bit on the first half, and then came back the second half with some completions, a run, extending drives, his reads, things like that. So, it's on the job training as we're going on right now. I mean, there's no substitute. You can practice as much as you want. When you get out in the game, it's on the job training. Teams prepare for what you do and try to do things to minimize the effect that a young player like he, could have, on a team. And I thought Darius is learning. He's getting better. And it's critical as we play in this conference that the guy that touches the ball, that that he's efficient and able to lead your team. And so, having Hollis getting back to being almost close to 100% or getting there and having a young quarterback that's going to get better going down the stretch of the teams that we have left to play, that's going to be important for us.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, John.
Next question is Mike from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. How you doing? Hey, Mike. You're in with your running backs. You're not going to have one of those guys, you know, averaging 20 carries a game. You're spreading it out with a lot of options. How important is that for you? Do you feel to have so many different options back there?
I think it's huge, Dave, for us. The biggest thing is those guys are selfless and really they don't care that who gets the touches or who gets scores touchdowns, whatever. You know, what helped us is kind of a guy like Malachi Emo showing up and having some touches. He shows he's a dynamic player. He's fast. You know, Donovan Lester is still, you know, a very good back in his own right. You know, big guy that can run vertical. Bronson Yoder, some of the things we do with him. And then Dershawn Kendricks is, you know, still a guy that's still in the mix there. So having a group of guys, not only at the running back positions, being there in the game at the same time, perhaps one being out in the slot position, motioning back. I mean, there's different things you can do with talented players. And having those guys has been a benefit for us offensively. And we just got to keep finding ways to get them the ball so we can affect the defenses and how they, you know, want to, guard against what they do, but also, you know, try to come up with some explosive plays from them, because as a group, I think they've done a really good job.
Do you have like a set rotation, or you go by feel during the game?
You know, as we all do, there's packages that we have, but there's also some things that we do to make sure that the versatility of them having different alignments are important as well. We don't want to give things away or just kind of, you know, let teams game plan when this guy's in, they're doing this. So we try to come up with multiple packages, but also knowing that we want them in the game at the same time to do similar roles. And so that's part of game planning. And that's what we'll do, trying to get ready for Maine as we fly up to them this Saturday.
Hey, Rob, is anyone on deck?
I have one, but go ahead, Dave. If you got, go ahead.
All right, this is one quick one. Burdick had been sort of not right, I guess, hurt or something for most of the year. And Saturday, he made two pretty big plays for you. How much does that change your, especially your vertical passing game, getting him back?
It's big. I mean, it's huge to be able to have a guy that can stretch the field. And then, you know, when you throw the ball up, I mean, he's been very successful. We talked about the 50-50 ball, very successful in going up and getting it. He's a veteran. He's a captain. His ability to get on the field and provide some explosive plays for us, some experience, along with Malachi Emo, a young guy, Martin Lucas, who, you know, scored two touchdowns, big fullback, tailback type of guy for us. So, you know, those guys were able to add up to more than what our opponent did. And then the last thing I say is that, you know, it's Andrew Traynor, our starting left tackle, you know, one of our better players, could not play, you know, in the game. So Charles Grant, a true freshman, played at left tackle. He probably went up against one of the better defensive players. Their down guy, number 96, was awesome. And so he got after Charles a lot of situations, but Charles kind of held his own as well. As I said, I thought that the front four for Albany, that they were exceptionally good players. And so when you have a young guy that has a chance to step up and play, guys that who've been missing have coming back and can add to, explosive plays or some depth, it helps a lot. And so we're going to need that, as I said, getting ready to play Maine and the rest of the teams that are on the schedule.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike, your next question from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Larry.
Good. I have a safe trip up here. Hey, just thoughts on playing Maine. You're one of the top teams in the country in sacks. You're going up against a redshirt freshman quarterback, but on the other side of the ball, you got one of the most porous defenses in the FCS. ranking in the bottom 5% in every category except against the run. So just thoughts on this main team you're going up against. Thank you.
Yeah, well, obviously not to be so porous, you know, and making sure that we can have opportunities to put ourselves in a chance to win the game, take what we do best, and then, you know, kind of game plan that, but also taking what they do best, who they have, what they have. They got a great wide receiver that was over 100 plus yards. I know you hear about the quarterback that they have that's done a good job. I know they want to run the ball as well. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we do our job and do what we're supposed to do and make it more about us, tackling and hats in the gap and pursuit to the football, things that we're capable of doing. And we look forward to that challenge and the trip up.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and safe travels to Maine, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you.